grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you know the name Toya Graham? The name's been in the news these past several weeks. She was a mother who saw her son on TV throwing rocks at the police. So she ran out and brought him home. She would have none of that behavior from her only son. The video of her confronting her son went viral and made the news rounds too. But where were the other mothers getting their sons? Where were the fathers? Much has broken down in many parts of society. Lives are hurting. Businesses destroyed. And many are searching for answers. The vast majority are looking for answers in the wrong place. They're looking to the government for more programs, more money. Well, none of those things will truly solve the dilemma that brought the destruction. There's only one answer. We must look to God. There is a heart problem in our culture, a problem that can only be cured by the word of the living God, by moms and dads seeing their sons and daughters learn to love the Lord their God. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes, as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. By inclination, a child will follow their own ways, their own desires. It is through teaching the word of God that they learn to live according to the word of God. Many adults in our culture are not living according to the word of God. And as a result, who is teaching the children? Remember when the culture was of one mind? The Ten Commandments were hung in schools. Prayer was in school. And decent behavior was the norm. Now, the Ten Commandments are considered contraband that needs to be outlawed. Prayer is verboten. And we wonder why 16-year-olds after school start throwing rocks at police? I pray that one day that boy will thank his mother for going and getting him. And perhaps other mothers will follow her example too. Still, it comes back to the word of God needing to be placed in a child's heart. What we know of the living God in our own lives, we will not hide from the children. We will tell of the mighty deeds, the power, the wonders the Lord has done. We will make known to the children our love for the Father, our love for the Son, our love for the Holy Spirit, our love for the one true God. We will show the children that the Ten Commandments are good. We will live our lives according to them, honoring God by having no other gods, honoring God by keeping His name holy, honoring God by remembering the Sabbath and keeping it holy. and we will honor our neighbors first by honoring our parents. We will honor the marriage covenant, meaning that the only proper expression of intimacy is between husband and wife, no matter what the Supreme Court may attempt to decree. We will help, not hurt. We will tell the truth, not lie. We will protect property, not steal. We will not covet what our neighbors have. We will honor them. Think of Ferguson. Think of Baltimore. Then compare the word of the living God, the Ten Commandments. If the crowds had honored God and honored their neighbors, would the mess and mayhem and destruction taken place? What would have been different? What happened, what took place, is evidence of the wicked one having his way in this world, for he is a liar. As the Gospel of John teaches, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, and that the devil was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native tongue, for he's a liar and the father of lies. Looting, destroying, and burning down are evidence of a heart that needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Moms are important here. The ones who nurture tenderly as a child suckles are the ones who can pour the word of the living God into the child's soul. As the nutrition of milk is taken in, fill the child's ears with sweet songs of the holy word. Sing, "Jesus loves me." Sing the great hymns of the faith. Hum the melodies of Christian faith. Speak Bible verses so that long before the child can speak, the word of the living God is being placed into the child's heart and soul. By doing this, children come to know the decrees of the Lord. The children will put their trust in their God and not forget his deeds and keep his commands, as Psalm 78 proclaims. Never underestimate the power of the Word of God to change a heart and transform a soul. Immerse your children, immerse your grandchildren in the Word of God. There is no greater gift mothers can give than filling the heart and soul of their children with the Word of God and setting their children on the path following the Lord, their God. 70 arrived in Egypt, Jacob and his sons. Jacob died first. Joseph and his brothers died. The generations passed as they increased in number. Memories faded through the generations. A new Pharaoh came to the throne who did not remember Joseph and enslaved the Hebrews. Still, the Lord blessed them, and they became more numerous. Masters were put over them, forced into hard labor to build store cities for Pharaoh. Lives were made bitter and harsh. Still, the Hebrews grew in number. Midwives were ordered to kill any newborn boy, but the midwives feared the Lord their God and disobeyed Pharaoh's order. God blessed the midwives with families of their own, for they feared and honored God. Pharaoh gave new orders that boys must be thrown into the Nile. In the house of a Levite, a son was born. She hid him for 3 months. When the hiding became too difficult, a papyrus basket was made, coated with tar and pitch to make it waterproof. Placing her son in the basket and trusting the Lord her God to care for her son, she let go of the basket as the basket was taken by the current. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the difficulty to let go of the basket with her baby boy in it? The grief in the heart to place her son in the basket and let go. Jochebed and her husband Amram demonstrated their trust in God. Their faith hid their son for 3 months. Their faith in the living God would sustain them as they let go. Amram, Moses' father, was a Levite. Jochebed, Moses' mother, was a Levite too, a daughter of a Levite. The two together trusted their son's welfare and future to the Lord their God. The gracious hand of God delivered Moses. Miriam, the older sister, watched from the reeds as the basket floated away with the current. By the guiding hand of God, Pharaoh's daughter found the basket and drew him out of the water. Hearing and seeing the Hebrew baby crying in the basket, Pharaoh's daughter had compassion on him. By the loving hand of God, Miriam brought her mother Jochebed to Pharaoh's daughter to be hired as nursemaid to the boy. After several years of raising her son, Jochebed brought her son to the palace and gave him up. Gave him up to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter and to be raised in the royal household. The Jewish historian Josephus writes that Moses became an heir to the throne of Egypt. That Moses was a great leader bringing victories to Egypt over the Ethiopians. The word of God is recorded, Acts chapter 7, verse 22. Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in speech and action. Hebrews 11, speaking about Moses' faith, verses 24 and 25. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. Did you hear that word? Think about that word. Moses chose to be mistreated. Is that a choice you would make? Would you be able to walk away from wealth beyond your imagination? Would you be able to let go of power beyond your comprehension? Would you be able to leave luxury beyond your dreams? Would you be able to forego those, relinquish them, and any claim to all those things that the world rushes after? To be identified as a slave and mistreated in a manner that is inhuman? That is exactly what Moses did. This is huge. It is beyond our ability to really consider. How did Moses have the ability to let go of all those things of this world? His faith in God, the one true God, gave him the ability. The faith that was placed in his heart and soul as a child nursing at his mother's arms. Hearing the great stories of the living God. It wasn't in the courts of Pharaoh and all the worship of the false gods of Egypt that gave Moses faith. It was in his mother's arms. in the household of his father that set the heart of Moses after the living God, a faith that the living God would use to shape the course of human history. Many see Moses. On this Mother's Day, I invite and encourage you to see Jochebed. Jochebed, Moses' mother. A mother faithfully trusting the Lord her God and teaching her son to trust the Lord as the only true God. See a mother teaching her son to trust and follow as Father Abraham trusted the Lord God. Abraham, who left all to follow the Lord when he left the land of Ur to go to the promised land. Abraham's faith was tested to trust the Lord as he offered Isaac, and the Lord provided the sacrifice. The stories of Isaac and Rebekah and their sons Esau and Jacob. Jacob wrestling with the angel of the Lord and given the name Israel. The 12 sons and Joseph's coat of many colors. All interweaved with the promise of the Lord their God. Deliverance will come. The Lord will raise up a deliverer, for the Lord our God will keep his promises. Stories of faith in God poured into Moses in those few short years before he was brought to Pharaoh's house made a difference in all of human history. A difference you can make in human history by pouring the Word of God, the stories of our faith, into children's hearts and souls. The wonder of new life born is truly amazing. But even more amazing is a life redeemed by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mothers everywhere, you who would not let your child starve physically, who would do everything in your power to see the health and well-being of your child physically, do the same for your child spiritually and nurture your child in the one true faith that truly saves. The only faith that proclaims Jesus as crucified and raised Son of the living God. There is nothing, nothing, nothing more important than to nourish the heart and soul of your child with the holy Word of God. There is nothing more important than teaching your child to trust the Lord their God with all their heart, all their soul, all their life. Academics, athletics, and any other pursuit must be of lesser importance than teaching about Jesus and his saving death on the cross. There is nothing, nothing more important than to infuse in your child the Christian faith. On this day, this Mother's Day, to the mothers everywhere who do this, as Jochebed did, placing the faith in the living God in the heart and soul of their child, this day we honor you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.